Thousands of Venezuelans have rallied in the capital Caracas in fresh protests called by opposition leader Juan Guaido. The demonstrators shouted anti-government slogans as they gathered in the streets. Many waved large banners and called on President Nicolas Maduro to step down. Guaido was present at the rally and addressed demonstrators. Meanwhile, State Prosecutor Tariq William Saab said he'll investigate the alleged involvement of Guaido in the sabotage of the country's electricity system. The developments come as a Latin American nation experienced a partial blackout for a fifth day now. Massive outage last Thursday left millions of Venezuelans in the dark. Maduro has blamed the blackout on an electromagnetic attack by the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.S. is planning to slap more sanctions on Venezuela in the coming days. U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, said that Washington is prepared to impose, quote, very significant additional sanctions against financial institutions over the situation in Venezuela. He did not elaborate on the fresh measures, though. Abrams also said that Washington is in talks with other countries about security arrangements for the U.S. embassy after it withdraws remaining diplomats from Venezuela. He said the White House believes the government of Nicolas Maduro cannot protect the embassy. This comes as Venezuela ordered American diplomats to leave the Latin American country within 72 hours. Washington has already recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's rightful president. Guaido claims President Maduro's re-election was a fraud.
Actions on individuals responsible for undermining Venezuela's democracy. We are applying this policy to numerous.
We're now joined by Bambos Shango, writer and anti-imperialist activist, joining us out of Oklahoma via phone. Hello, Mr. Shango. It's a pleasure to speak to you. Your thoughts on the unrest and the new sanctions being imposed? Seems like a lot of the critics are saying that Washington is basically running out of options, even when it comes to sanctions.
That is obvious. And thank you for this opportunity to express our opinion. I think that when you look at Venezuela today, this is the accumulation of over 10 years of war on that country and that government and that people. And I think that the U.S. is becoming increasingly more and more frustrated because they are unable to get anywhere and reach any of their objectives in Venezuela. So today you see America at the point where they are about to take serious risks, not understanding the realities on the ground in Venezuela and believing their own lies. While inside the United States, there's a constant bombardment of U.S. propaganda that is obviously anti-Venezuelan lies. So this is, I think, where we are at this point.
Well, you mentioned anti-Venezuela. Elliot Abrams, long before he joined the Trump team, he was always advocating violent interference and intervention in Venezuela. Pompeo, he keeps alluding to military intervention in Venezuela. So does Donald Trump. But at the same time, they've told their close allies that are against military intervention behind the scenes that it's not going to take place. So why boast and try to intimidate Nicolas Maduro to give up his rightful leadership of that country?
Exactly. That's the nature of a bully, to try to intimidate you into doing something that they want you to do, but know that they're not strong enough to make you do it. This myth about the United States is being exposed every day by their actions and their failures in Venezuela. I think that it is good that we're seeing this. Unfortunately, inside the United States, I have to say again, the people of the United States are not getting this picture. They're in this reality. There's a constant bombardment of lies by the U.S. media about Venezuela to the point where the average person in the United States does not know what to believe.
It almost reminds you of Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction scenario. Let me, if it's okay, Mr. Shango, let me swing back You bet. Let me swing back over to our Caracas correspondent there, Mr. Caballo. Go ahead. I feel we have a better connection. Tell us what you have for us.
Yes, yeah, so you've seen the disruption to daily life just in one interview I've tried to speak to you via Skype. And this is the purpose of what's been happening. So President Maduro has blamed the United States. Now, it might seem, but you've just got to look at the timing of this. So the opposition protest planned on Saturday, the protest, and then bang, electricity goes out. And that is why some people believe the timing is, and yes, there are some issues with the electrical system in Venezuela, but usually it goes out for 2 hours, 5 hours in a small city here and a small city there. There's nothing that big, that wide that's happened before, and that is led people to believe that this is sabotage. The reason is it caused disruption to cause chaos. People then turn against the government, which is ultimately responsible.
Ahmed, we just can't, for the life of us, get a decent connection to understand half of what you're saying. So I'm going to go ahead and thank you, and we'll end it there. Mr. Bambos Shango joining us out of Oklahoma. Thank you, sir. And our Press TV's Ahmed Caballo. Gentlemen, thank you both dearly. And viewers, that's a wrap for this edition of your news review. Thank you for joining us, and bye-bye.